All right, tonight's daf is daf vav as we plow quickly through Masechah Shkalim. The mission begins on top. Halacha gimel masnisin hamechanes mana maos, person who brings in collects money, and he says vamar harei elu l'shikli. These are going to be for my shkalim. It happens to be there's more than a machzir the shekel. This is daf vav. So beishame omrim mosrin nedava, the leftover shkalim are going to be used for nedava. They're going to be used, we mentioned this in the past, that when the Mizbeach, when there's some period of quiet and silence in the karbanos, they want to make it active, so they just take from the nedava and start adding on karbanos. That's what Beishame says, the leftover shkal. When I say elu l'shikli, and there's more than a half a shekel here, the remaining funds are used for the nedava. Beisila Omer, he argues in, what? Mosrim, he says the Mosrim, the extras use chulin. No, it's chulin. When I said the shikla, I meant the half a shekel that's here is the machatz is a shekel, but the remaining is only going to be chulin. I can do whatever I want with it. If I, however, say shavi men shikli, I'm going to bring from among these coins, there'll be a shekel from among them. So that indicates there's only machatz a shekel. Shavin, they're in agreement, they're equal. Both Beis Hillel Beis Shammai agree. Shamoser, in this situation, is going to be chulin. If you say, Eilu l'chatasi, these monies, these coins are going to be used for my chatas, shavin, they both agree, shamoser nedava. There is no machlokas when it comes to chatas. Everybody agrees the extra will be nedava. There's only machlokas by the shekel, but by chatas, everybody agrees the leftover is nedava. If I say, however, shavi mehen chatasi, from among these coins, I'm going to bring a chatas, so then shavin, everybody agrees, whatever amount I need to buy a chatas is a chatas, and the shamoser is chulin, because I said only from among them, shavi mehem. That's consistent with the case of shkalim. So, Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma bein shkalim l'chatas, why is there a difference? Why by shkalim was there machlokas, but with respect to chatas there was no machlokas? Ela shel shkalim yesh lan kitzva, because there was a set amount. We know there's a set amount the Torah tells you, half a shekel you have to bring. So anything above that amount, so that's why there's a machlokas, as Beis Hillel Shammai there says it's nedava, Beis Hillel argues and says it's chulin. When it comes to a chatas though, ein la kitzva, there is no set amount. There are different size animals you could bring. So in this case, even Beis Hillel will agree that the moser will be used for a nedava. Comes along with Yehuda Omer, af l'shkalim ein lam kitzva. He argues and says, even with shkalim, it doesn't say machas a shekel, half a shekel, no. There also isn't a limit. There is no threshold. You could put as much as you want in the shkalim. And what's his proof? Because she'alu yisob min ha'gola, when they returned back from Golus, hayushoklin darchonos, they had been using darchonos, which are larger coins than shkalim, and that was okay for the machzeh shekel. And then what happened later on was chazal lishkol shlam. Then they started, when the currency went down, or maybe got more powerful, so then they'd use different coins and currency. They used to use shlam. And then chazu lishkol tava, and then the coins used to be a tava, which is less than a regular shekel. So then bikshu lishkol dinar, and they wanted to use dinar, a half of a tiva, which is only a quarter of what they really should be paying of a machz a shekel. V'lo kivlemam, they didn't let it go lower. They allowed them to pay higher, a larger amount for machz a shekel, but never below the half a shekel mark. So we see from Rabbi Huda brings a proof that you are allowed to give more than a machzeh a shekel. Doesn't the pasuk say aser? You have to give exactly, right? What does the pasuk say? Da lo yamid, right? V'ashir lo yarbe. So other way around. So there's an iser to give more or less. So there's actually a machlokas you showed him, which seems to tie into this Mishnah that the Rambam holds that you have to give exactly machzeh a shekel. You can't have anything less, and you can't have anything more. But the Ravid and many other Rishonim say, no, you can only not have less. You can't have less than half a shekel, but if you want, you can actually be Mosif. And it seems to, again, connect to this machlokus of the Tanakhama versus Rabbi Yehuda, whether there's a kitzvah to shkalim or there is no kitzvah to the shkalim. Misha finishes off saying, Amr Rabbi Shimon, afa pikein, even though we would allow one to be Mosif on the shkalim, yad kulem shave. Everybody has an equal part. You don't say because I gave $1 million, I've got a greater chelik in the carbon. No, it's very nice you gave more money. It's very, very commendable. We accept all of it. But each person is considered to have an equal share in the carbon. Yeah.
Is that what it means? Or does it mean that they increase the amount, but everyone still had to give the same amount?
Let's see that. Let's see how you say it here. Right, the way it explains, very good. The way it explains here in the Masifta is that even though they increased the amount, everyone had to be equal. So I guess he would be arguing Rabbi Yehuda. So the question would become, within Rabbi Yehuda, who allows people to be Moses, so does that then mean the one who gives more, they would have a greater chelek than the others?
Is Rabbi Yehuda saying that that different people gave different amounts, or just said ein lahem kitzvah because the amount varied through history? But it wouldn't make sense to... The argument has to be based on that different people can give different amounts at the same time.
I hear. Yeah, okay, I'm not sure.
What Shimon is saying is that whatever the value is, everybody each year gives the same... Every person gives the same amount.
Right, yeah.
In a given year.
Yeah, so it says, the way at least it's presented here in the Masifta, Rabbi Shimon is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda, which would sound like Rabbi Yehuda would allow people to give different amounts, possibly. Okay, open question. So then the Mishnah says, again, Rabbi Shimon, even though we're allowed to add the amount that should be given, Yad Kulon Shava, everybody has to give the same exact amount. Aval Chatas, when it comes to Chatas, it's very different. Zeh mevi b'sela, zeh mevi b'shtayim, zeh mevi b'shalosh. You could choose whatever size animal you want to bring for your carbon. There is no Yad Kulon Shava when it comes to the Chatas. Gemara now says, HaMechanes, quote from the Mishnah, so Rabbi Yossi b'shem Reb Lezer ma pligan. What's the machlokas? What's the scenario where Beis Hillel Beis Shammai argue? Just to remind ourselves again, if there's most, if there's leftover money, I had a mechanis mouse, I had a lot of money. I said, these coins are going to be used for the shekel. So Beis Shammai says, any surplus will be nedava. Beis Hillel says, any surplus will be chulin. So b'mai pligan, what's the machlokas? So they say, b'mechanis prutrip. If I'm having a piggy bank where I'm saying, okay, I don't have a machzor shekel, I have a penny, I drop the penny in my shekel piggy bank, I drop another penny, and I'm not paying attention to how much I have, and after a number of months, turns out I've got more than a half a shekel. So in that case, Beis Shammai says it's still an adava because I was putting in my piggy bank that was reserved for the machzor shekel. But Beis Hillel says that was betalos. All I wanted was a half a shekel. I wasn't counting. I didn't have a line that kept a track of what I had here. So anything in addition to the chatzi shekel will be considered a chulin because that was a talos. That's the situation where I'm adding one coin at a time to this piggy bank. Aval, says Reb Lezer, Ba'omer elu l'shikli, if I say these coins are for my shekel, I'm not, adding to, I know all the money in front of me. I'm saying that this is all for my machzor shekel. Kol ama, the whole am, meaning everyone, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Kol ama, modi, she'amosin nedava. In this case, even Beis Hillel will agree that any surplus will be used for the nedava. The only machlokas is when prutrit, when they're adding one prut at a time and not paying attention, slowly adding up. So again, Beis Hillel says it's a toast. Anything b'moser, it's a toast. That would be considered a chulin. Comes along Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Beba, B'shem, Rabbi Lezer. They have a different understanding of Rabbi Lezer. My plegin, what's the machlokas? The mechanes prutrit. They also, so this presentation also says the machlokas is when you're adding one coin at a time, a penny at a time, and slowly adding up, they're arguing what you do with the mosar. About Ba'omer, Elul, Shikli, if I say these coins are used for my shekel, then it's the opposite, what we said before. In that case, Chuliyama Moldi, everybody agrees, Sheha Mosrin, Chulin, that their surplus is going to be chulin. But why? What's the svara? So the svara that they explain is that it's like being masna al mashakos of a Torah. You can't make a condition on something going against the Torah. The Torah says chatzi shekel. I'm taking more than chatzi shekel. You can't make a tanai that goes against the Torah. So that's why anything bimosar will be a tanai that's against the Torah and won't work, and it's going to be considered chulin. So that's the machlokas again. What happens when you say elu l'shikli? So the Gemara says, now Amar Rabbi Chia, Masnisa, our Mishnah, is Messiah l'Rabbi Biba. It supports Rabbi Biba, the second presentation. How? The Tanan, our Mishnah tells us that Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma bein shkalim l'chatas. What's the distinction? Elo she'ashkalim yeshlam kitzva, v'lchatas ein la kitzva. So that the shekel has a certain threshold, a certain set amount, and a chatas doesn't. Everyone could bring whatever size animal they'd like to. So ma'ana kaiman, what's it referring to? What's the case where we're talking about there's a distinction between shekel and chatas? Im ba'omer, if you're telling me to say it's case, im ba'omer shavi man shikli, if I'm saying I'm bringing from among the shkalim some shekel. So we already established kol ama modi shemosin chulun. Everybody says the leftover amount is definitely chulun. And in Belmer, if it's a case, Shavi Man Chatasi, if I'm saying I'm bringing from these coins a Chatas, there too everybody says, whenever you say Mehen, everybody agrees anything above the Mehen is going to be Kolama Modi Shemos Echun. So when is there a distinction between shekel and chatas? Ella must be kain on a kaiman ba'omer elu l'shikli. We say these are for my shekel. So then shkalin ayadesha kitbasvan min haTorah. Since there's a set amount in the Torah, so the most in anything above that will be chulin. But with regards to chatas, ayadesha ain kitbasvan min haTorah, there is no set cost for chatas. In that case, mosin nedava. So in that case, the extra is going to be used for nedava. So this is a clear proof for Rabbi Bibi that when you say elul l'shikli, the moser is going to be chulin when it comes to shekel, just like Rabbi Lazer said, according to Rabbi Biba. So now the Gemara wants to know, my avila Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Lazer, how is he going to explain this mission here? He thought the moser was going to be used for nedava. Our Mishnah clearly says the moser is going to be used for chulin. So how is he going to get around this? So Pasar La, he explains, he answers, B'mechanes Prutrit. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where he collected one coin at a time, so that's why Beis Hillel says that the Moser is going to be used for Chulin, Uka Beis Hillel. But if it's a situation where you gathered a lot of coins together and you said, an Elul L'shikli, Einach Nami, the entire amount of Shkalim will be considered an Adava, according to Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Lazer. So then the Gemara asks, Vaha Taninan, doesn't the Mishnah clearly say, Moses Shkalim Tchulin? Anything above the shekel amount is always going to be Chulin across the board, even in a case of Elul L'shikli. So again, Rabbi Yossi says, Pasala, he explains, B'mechanes Pritfrit. No, that Mishnah where it says, Moses Shkalim Chulin is a case where you're collecting one coin at a time in a piggy bank, and you're not paying attention, so there anything above the Chatzi Shekel will be Chulin. You say Elul L'shikli, I've got a whole bag of coins, I say this is all for my shekel, that means it's all going to be used for your shekel, and the moser is going to be kadosh, used for the nedava. Okay, the Gemara, we're going to skip now the next three lines, parentheses. So the Gemara says now, did I skip a line here, one before I do that? Okay, we're good. So the Gemara now says, after the parentheses, Hamafrish Shiklo, a guy separates a shekel, the Savar Shu Chayv, and he thinks he's Chayv to pay a shekel. But Vanim Sushenu Chayv, but turned out he already paid his shekel. He forgot. So now he separated his shekel incorrectly because he didn't have a Chayv anymore. So Lo Kaddish, it wasn't good because it's a Kaddish, it's a Hekdesh B'Tos, so it's not Chal. I could take the shekel back and put it in my pocket. Hamafrish Shnayim, if I separate two, the Savar Shu Chayv Shnayim, for whatever reason he thinks he's Chayv to pay two Shkalim, Vinim Sushenu Chayv El Echad, but it turns out he's only Chayv to pay one, but he is Chayv to pay something. So in this case, Osa Sheni Ma Avrle. Since he's a Bar Chayuva in this case, so there is some Kedusha that's Chal even on the second Shekel. So Ma Avrle, what do you do with the second one? So Nishmana Minhada, we heard from a different case. That a person's Hifrish Chatas, so the guy's Chayv Chatas, he separates an animal for his Chatas, and the Savar Shu Chayv, he thinks he's Chayv in a Chatas. But turns out, Nim Sushenu Chayv, Lo Kitcha. Turned out he wasn't Chayv Achatas. He thought he ate Chaylev, but it wasn't Chaylev, it was Shuman. So he's not Chayv Achatas. So he separates the animal incorrectly, so the Kedush is not Chal. A guy cannot be Maktish Achatas unless he's Chayv Achatas. If the guy is not Chayv Achatas, you can't bring a Chatas as a Nadava. So nothing was Chal, the animal could go back and be regular. But let's say the guy was Hifrish Shtayim. He separates two animals as two different Karbonos Chatas. Because he was Savar Shu Chayv Shtayim. He thought he was Chayv Tu Chatos. But turns out Nimsa Sheinu Chayv El Achas. He only violated one Aveira. So now he was a Bar Chayuva though. So which of the two animals are going to be Chayv? So really they're both Chayv. They both have Kedusha. So the first animal is going to be brought as his Karbon Chatas. But what about the second one? What are you going to do with the second animal now? You can't bring it as a chatas because he's no longer chayv in the chatas. He already fulfilled that obligation with the first chatas. So the Gemara says, Ela roe, he goes out and grazes in the field until he gets a bal mum, and then you could redeem the kedusha from this animal and use it as a nedava. So the Gemara says, Hachanami elul nedava. So back to our case of the shekel. The guy's chayv one shekel. He separates two shkalim incorrectly. So one shekel is going to be used to fulfill his obligation. What's the other shekel? Well, the other shekel is still a kedusha to it. So just like an extra chatas falls out to be nedava, so too this extra shekel is going to be used for a nedava. And the proof is because you said these. Since you said these, so it sounds like they both have a certain level of kedusha to them. And again, the remaining shekel would be used for a nedava. Okay. Gemara now says Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'chule. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda felt that although there's a minimum amount of a shekel, of a chati shekel, there is no maximum amount. A person could have much as much as he wants, and his proof was that when Bnei Yisrael returned back from the Gola, from the exile, they actually used the greater coins of Darchonos, which were more valuable than an actual shekel. So we see you can go above a chati shekel. So the Gemara quotes now, Darchonos dinarim. The Darchonos are the size of a dinar. And then Chazal Lishkal Slaim Kishmuan. Then they'd use a shekel the way it sounds. And the Chazal Lishkal Tivon. And then the currency change, they would use Tivon, which are smaller. Palgi Silon, which is half of a sela. And then Bikshu Lishkal Dinarim, Karton. Then they wanted to use Karton, which are really, really small coins. Lo Kibla Lem. But they didn't accept anything less than that amount. They wanted to be half a shekel is the lowest you could go. You could go above that, but never below that. And min hada, from the following pasuk, it says, v'hemadnu aleinu mitzvas, v'hemadnu aleinu. Get the whole pasuk on the side says here, v'hemadnu aleinu mitzvas laseis aleinu shlishis hashekel b'shana lavodas beis elokeinu. There's a mitzvah to give a third of a shekel each year. You're supposed to give a chati shekel. So it's a din, we'll see what shlishis means in just a second, but the idea is you can never give less than half a shekel. So what's it say, shlishis shekel, but it's really a chati shekel? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Chilkiya b'shem Rabbi Acha mikan shetzarch adam l'shalish shiklo shlosh pamim. The machatz is a shekel that he gives, that he's supposed to divide three different times throughout the year. So mikan shein matrichen al tzibor yosir migimel pamim b'shana. We don't create a tircha for the tzibor more than three times a year. We collect from them three times a year. So if the guy can't afford to pay a half a shekel in one shot, he could break it up one third here, one third here, one third there throughout the year. And that's what shlishis ha-shekel means. The Gemara says, Amar Rabban mikan l'shloshe son, mikan l'shloshe kupos, mikan l'shloshe parshios. So what's going on here? We learn from this pasuk there's three types of threes. Meaning what? That each of the stucka boxes, the kupas, the boxes, were able to hold a volume of three sa'. And there were three kupas, there are three boxes, each containing three sa'. And there are three times a year that they would separate into these three boxes. So that was the three types of threes that took place here. So the Gemara now says, Ksiv ze yitnu kol over al pekudim. And they said, the pasuk describes to us that the machzeh shekel was to be given for all those who passed all the pekudim, the numbers. Those were counted. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, and Machlokes, Chad Amar Lefisha Chatu B'machat Sisa Yom, Yidnu Machse Shekel. Since they had violated an Avera halfway through the day, is referring to Cheda Ego, where they miscalculated when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down. They saw halfway through the day. And if some Moshe wasn't coming down, they got all excited, and it's the Drash in Gemara Shabbos says, Al Tukri Boshesh. The Pasuk says, Vahi Vayar Am Ki Boshesh Moshe. Al Tukri Boshesh Ella Boshesh. It was the sixth hour of the day, the Chatzi Yom, and they saw Moshe, they didn't see Moshe, and they got all scared, so that caused the Cheta Egel. So the half a day, which was their punishment, led to the giving of a half a shekel. That's one opinion. And Chanamar 1 says, Lefi Shechatu B'Sheish Shos B'Yom, Yitnu Machse Shekel, David Shisa Garmasim. Since the sin took place at the sixth hour of the day, which is noon, they had to give a machatzis shekel, which is the value of six garmisin, which is some smaller coin, which amounts to a full chatzis shekel. Comes along Rabbi Shua ben Bei Rabbi Nechemia, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, l'fi she'avru al aseres ha'dibros, you know saying kol echad ve'echad asara gera. That since they violated the 10 dibros at Kabbalah Satorah, so they each have to give machzeh shekel, which has the same value as 10 gera. And then the Gemara says, for another suggestion, a different topic for a moment, off topic about Pidyon HaBen for a moment, that Rabbi Brachia and Rabbi Levi both said, B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and say in the name of Reish Lakish, Levisha Machru, because they sold the Bechara Shel Rachel Besrim Kesef, that they sold the Bechara Rachel, namely Yosef, Tzadik, they sold, as the pasuk says, Besim Kesef, for 20 silver coins. So, Yeh Kolechad V'yechad, Po Des Bino, Bechoro, Besim Kesef. Each of the Shvatim, then Levi will say, well, they'll explain why there's in just a second, if I remember correctly, that each of the Shvatim had to pay the Slayim for the Pidyon HaBen in order to, as a Kapara, for the selling of Yosef HaTzadik. I'm trying to remember the calculation here. I think a Mesha Chachma, the end of Parsh Bamidbar, which asks, if that's the case, so why is Levi Pater from Pidyon HaBen? They should be Chai and Pidyon HaBen. They were involved in the Mechira. And Yosef Tzadik, Shevet Ephraim and Menashe, should be Pater from Pidyon HaBen, because of course they were not involved in the Mechira. That's the question Mesha Chachma asks. I'm not remembering what he answers though. But Ayin Sham for an answer. Okay. Then the Gemara says, finishing off Amun Aleph here, that Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Levi, l'fisha machru, because Bechor Shel Rachel b'esim kesef. Since the Shvatim sold the Bechor of Rachel, namely, they sold Yosef HaTzadik for 20 coins, v'nafel l'chalecha v'echa mihem, tava, so doing the math, each one owned, they owed one-tenth, which turned out to be a taba, l'fikach y'chalecha v'echa nosin shikla, which is a taba. So somehow, doing the math of the different coins, the selling of Yosef led to the paying of Machatz HaShekel. That's the reason for Machatz HaShekel, as opposed to before, it was all related to Kabbalah HaTorah and the Cheda Egel in particular. This explanation is that it relates to the Mechiras Yosef. Okay. The Amun Beis, Vav Amun Beis. The Mishnah tells us that Moshe Shkalim Chulin, what happens to any of the leftovers of Shkalim of that year? Let's say they pay all the amount. So we said it goes to Chulin. From the funds. Let's say the guy separates amount of shkalim, so the Moser shkalim is going to be chulin like Beis Hillel. Moser Asir Sa'efa. Asir Sa'efa is every single day the Kohen Gadol had to bring a mincha. The mincha was flour that had a measurement of Asir Sa'efa. So he split it up every single morning. Half was brought in the morning, half was brought in the evening. So let's say he brought some money in and there's an extra, more than what he needed for the Asir Sa'efa. And the Moser Kinei Zavin, let's say a person separated money to buy a nest of birds that was brought as a carbon for a Zav, or Kinei Zavos, or a Zava, or Kinei Yoldos, or a woman who just gave birth, or for Chataos, Valshamos, and Moser, and all these carbonos, the Moser on the leftovers is going to be via Nadava. So Zeh Klal, this is the principle you have to remember. Kol Shubal L'Shem Chatas U'Mishim Ashama. Anything that's going to be brought is a chatas, which is all the above-mentioned karbanos. So then the moser nedava, the leftover, the surplus, will be used for nedava. If the moser ola, if it's a leftover of an ola, so then la ola, it's going to be used for an ola. If it's moser money left over for mincha, so the surplus has to be used for a mincha, and the moser shlamim is used for the shlamim, the moser pesach is used for shlamim, because we know that a pesach, what the Gemara tells us is that the pesach, on Erev Pesach is a Pesach, but the Shari Mos Hashana, a Pesach is going to be Shlamim. So if I take an animal and say that this is a Pesach and the rest of the year, today I said this animal is a Pesach, it actually means it's going to be a Shlamim. So all the leftover money that was set aside for a Pesach is going to be used for Shlamim. And the Moser Nazirim, leftover money you from a Nazir, will be used for another Nazir. And the Moser Nazir will be leftover for a Nidava. So these are the different halachas the Mishnah tells us of what to do with any surplus. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ad Adana Taman, when I was there in Bavel, Shmas Kal, I heard Rav Yehuda Shal Shmuel. He asked Shmuel the following question. Hifrish Shiklo Umes. What happens? The guy separates a shekel, but then the guy, the Baal Shekel, he dies. So what do you do with a shekel? Do you have to give it to the Gizbar or goes to the Yorshin? So Amalei Shmuel responded, Yiplu Nadava, it was already designated as a shekel, and it can't be used as part of the carbon tamid, but it could be used to fund the Nadavos when you wanted to keep the Mizbeach active, it could be to add funds to the Nadava. So then the Gemara says, what about the Moser Asir Sa'efa, Shalom? What do you do with the leftover money that was set aside for the Asir Sa'efa? The Kohen Gadol set aside $50 for the Asir Sa'efa. You only needed $45, so those $5, what do you do with it? So comes along Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yolicham Liyam HaMelech. Yam HaMelech was an area which, of course, is very salty. The coins cannot be used for anything else. It needs to be destroyed, so you throw it into the Dead Sea. But Rabbi Lezer Amar, Yiflu Nadavo, no, why do that? You could take the surplus of the Asir Sa'efa and use it to fund the Nadavos. Why do you have to throw it out in the Yam HaMelech? It's a hektish money. Just use it for some other type of hektish. So the Gemara says, Masnisa, our Mishnah is Pligal Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan goes against our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that Moser Shkalim Archulin, and Moser Asir Sa'efa, and the Moser Kinei Zavim, the Kinei Zavos, the Moser Kinei Yoldos, the Chatalos Vashamos, all these things are Moser Nedava. And all in this list is the extra of the Asir Seifa, the Mishnah says is used for the Nadava. So how could Rabbi Yochanan get away with saying that the Moser Asir Seifa is actually sent into the Am HaMelech? The Mefurish Mishnah says it's going to be used for the Nadava. So Ma Avila, what is Rabbi Yochanan? Ma Avila Rabbi Yochanan. How does Rabbi Yochanan interpret the Mishnah? So Pasala, he says, Moser Asir Seifa shel minchas chote shel kol Yisrael. There are two types of Asir Seifas. The one we were talking about, what we assumed you were referring to, was the Kohen Gadol's daily Asir Seifa. But there's also a type of Chatas. There's something called Olav Yored, a carbon Olav Yored, which is a one that, just depending on the person's his money, his finances, he's going to give a behema. If not a behema, he's going to bring an oaf. If not an oaf, he's going to bring a mincha. So that's called Dali Dalas. It's referring to the lowest type of carbon you could bring. So that you bring an Asir Seifa. So if an Ani brings an Asir Seifa as a carbon chatas, nothing to do at all with a Kohen Gadol. He sets aside $20 for Asir Seifa, and he only needs $15, so the $5 are considered extra. That's the Moser. That's what the Mishnah is referring to, says Rabbi Yochanan. That Moser Asir Seifa goes to the Nadava. But when it comes to the Asir Seifa of the Kohen Gadol, says Rabbi Yochanan, that money is untouchable, and that has to be sent to the Am HaMelech. Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi Amar al da alil Abba Bar Bar, that on this matter, Abba Bar Bar, Din and Amrin, they said to him, that Minayin Sha Pesach Mishtan L'Shem Shlomim. How do you know that Pesach can transform to a carbon shlomim? B'tamalomar min hatzon karbonol lezevach shlomim. The pasuk says, kol shu min hatzon bal shlomim. Anything that comes from tzon, tzon refers to flock. Flock could be goats and sheep and other types of animals that are under a broader definition of flock. So the pasuk says that min hatzon, anything that comes from tzon is shlomim. What does that mean? That a carbon pesach, which is from tzon, can also transform into a shlomim. So again, the halach is, if you learn the first mission in Masechet Zvachim, it tells us that a Pesach that set aside an Erev Pesach is for a Pesach, but if you set aside a Pesach on Shari Mos Hashanah, the din is it turns into a shlomim. So that's based on this drasha here, that kol shu minatzon ba shlomim. So the Gemara asks now, hayisvin, lashon of like a mesive, they said, hare ola minatzon, so doesn't ola also come from tzon? So why doesn't an ola also transform into a shlomim? So the Gemara answers, the davar sheno ba elam natzon. No, we said on a carbon that can only come from tzon. Carbon pesach could only come from tzon, can't come from anything else. As opposed to yotas ola, granted that an ola could come from tzon, but it could also be coming from sheba afilu mina abakar. You could also bring cattle. You could also bring an ola from a cow. That's not exclusively from tzon, so that's why an ola can never transform into a shlomim. It's not part of this pasuk. Only minat tzon, only things that come from tzon can turn to shlomim. So Hayesiv, and they ask another question. Hare asham, which could come from tzon, but asham can't transform into a shlomim. So Amar Rebbe Biba, Bor Bar Kahana, minat tzon. What does that mean? Davar shuba mikol atzon, anything that could come from any type of tzon, yotza ashram sheno ba'elam min ha'ilim belvad. It can only come from rams, but it can't come from an aes or keves, which are types of tzon that Pesach can come from. It has to come from only tzon, but all types of tzon. And that's why ashram cannot transform into shlomim. Gemara says, wait a second here. B'chol asar, in every other makom, every other place, atamar, you say, the word min is lemait, the word min is coming to exclude. But vakan atmar min l'rabos. You're saying the word min hatzon, min is coming to include a karban pesach. The word min always comes to exclude something. How come here the word min is coming to include something? So says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Mana, hachanami min lemait. Here too as well, the word min hatzon, min is coming to exclude. It's coming to be ma'ait, miyut she'enu bam ben shtei shanim. That just like a shlomim comes from a one-year-old, so too something that's 2 years old above, an animal that's two, cannot be part of a carbon. And it's also coming to miut sheino ba nekeva, that only a zachar can be brought. So it's coming to exclude a two-year-old animal and a female animal. So the gavi asham, nami min, so too with respect to the asham. The min is also coming to tell me, lemait is coming to exclude, who, she'ena ba'ela min ha'il ayalam bevad, only comes from the ram. So the word min is very consistent. The word min always comes to exclude something that doesn't fit in. So Gemara now says Hayisva, and they ask another question. Haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say Vim minatzon karbono minakfasim o minayizim laola? So why not say Miata Moshe Pesach baola? The pasuk says Im minatzon. If you bring it from the tzon, it's going to be an ola. So you should say that Pesach, which comes from its tzon, why do we say it transforms into a shlomim? Maybe based on this pasuk, it should transform into an ola minatzon karbono laola. So Amar Rabbi Avin Mishanin Davar Shula Achila La Davar Shula Achila. We want to connect two karbanos that are both edible. You eat the shlamim and you eat part of the Pesach, as opposed to a Mishanim Davar Shula Achila La Davar She'en La Achila. You're not going to connect the karban Pesach, which is eaten, to the karban Ola, which is Kula Kolil, which is not eaten at all. So that's why we prefer the connection to shlamim. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabin Rabbi Bun Mishanin. No, we connect Kachim Kalim L'Shem Kachim Kalim. That a carbon Pesach is a kachim kalim, and so to a carbon shlamim is carbon shlamim. So it's the same category, so we connect the two, as opposed to vein mishanim kachim kalim l'shem kachim kachim. But to connect the carbon Pesach, which is a kachim kalim, to a ola, which is a kachim kachim, that much we don't say. Then Rabbi Yochanan Amar al da on this matter, Allah Rabbi Chanina di'inun amrini said that they spoke about the following, that ein a Pesach mishanim l'shem shlamim. Elam kein shachtu l'shlem shlamim. That the only way a Pesach can transform into a shlamim if it was shechted l'shem shlamim. B'va'ani omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, I myself hold, afilu shachtu l'shem ola. Even if you shecht the karban Pesach as an ola, it's still going to transform into a shlamim. Because again, it's talking about a situation during the rest of the year, I'm setting aside this Karim Pesach. There's no Karim Pesach in this Dunahen Hey Yar or Vav Yar. It doesn't exist. So it means it's a shlamim. If you shecht it as an ola, it's still going to be a shlamim. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Eila, Taima Rabbi Yochan, the reason is because im minat tzon karbono lezevach shlamim. If it's from the tzon, if it's from Karim Pesach, it will always transform to shlamim, kol shu zevach, any type of carbon. Bashlamim u'mishanel machsheves psul. Fine. Kol shu zevach. Bashlamim. Fine. So then I think the next point is a question, right? Yep. The Gemara says now u'mishanel machsheves psul. The Gemara wants to clarify further now. Let's say you shech this Pesach for an ola, and not only do you have in mind for it to be an ola, which according to Rabbi Yochanan is fine, but now you have an additional thing, machsheves psul, a pigul rather, psul or some type of pigul, that I want to have this, eat this animal outside the zman, outside the makom. So heyach avdi, what's the din in that case, where I'm mixing together this carbon pesach, which is now a shlamim, along with the carbon ola, habachshava, and a machsheva psul. So the Gemara says, shachta l'shem ola, amnash lizrok, that's the case. I'm shechting it to be an ola. It's a Pesach though, which is really a shlamim now. I'm shechting it l'shem ola on the condition of sprinkling the blood tomorrow, which is a problem of pigul. So the Gemara says, mikol makom pasuli. It's pasul. Because the psul machshava is always going to affect whether it's an ola, whether it's a shlamim, it's going to be pigul. So the Gemara says, in tomar, so if you're going to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if you shech the Pesach for an ola, that's good. So mishanel machsheves psul ain't a pigul. So then it's not going to be pigul. But vim tomer, if you're going to say ain't a mishanel machsheves psul, then pigul. So again, what's going on here? If you say that when I have the shlamim, I'm shechting it for ola, so that ola will be mishtane to a machsheves psul. That carbon ola, that shechit of ola, will disqualify the carbon, so then pigul won't affect it. It will not be, it's a pigul because the carbon is a pasul carbon. But if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that thinks, if I shech the shlamim as an ola, it's still going to be a shlamim, it's not a machsheves psul, it's a kosher carbon, so then my additional machsheves pigul will be effective pigul, which has turned out to be bad, to be a violation, and an iser, a chiv kares, for this as well. Okay. Let's do a few more lines and we'll stop here. The Gemara now says, based on the topics of Lishma and Shlo Lishma, which is the first parak of Masechet Zvachim, and those who learn the middle of Psachim, that Lishma and Shlo Lishma, this next piece is very complicated, really lacks any understanding, and Mefarshim argue what's going on. I'm going to just take the Masifta's approach here. It's not going to really work out so well with the words, but we'll just take it as a pshat in the Gemara here. So the Gemara says, let's say a person shechs a karim Pesach to be lishmo, b'shel lo lishmo. So now lishmo b'shari mos hashana. So when you say lishmo, that means you want it to be a karban Pesach on the other days of the year. But you also want it to be a some other karban. So you're mixing these two lishmas around. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bon Bar Chia b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba mecheven shein lo shem. Since this karban has no lishmo, it's nasu kishochto lishmo v'shelo lishmo b'shtika. As I told you, it's very, very confusing. Not really sure what pshat here is. That a karban that shechted shelo lishmo, when it comes to a karban Pesach, if I shecht shelo lishmo, it actually becomes lishmo, actually becomes good. It's as if I'm shechting lishmo, and the shelo lishmo is b'shtika. So again, if I shecht the karban Pesach the rest of the year, shelo lishmo, which really means shelo lishmo, I mean, that really means I'm shechting it to be a shlomim, shelo lishmo. And shlomim, in fact, is really good the rest of the year for a Pesach, Shema Yimos Hashanah. So since a shelo lishmo is really kishochto lishmo, it's really actually doing as if I'm having the proper intention, and it's as if the shelo lishmo is really b'shtika, the lishmo, which was Pesach, is really now ignored. So that's a kosher karban. That's what the din is. So Amri Lai, so they now say to Rabbi Bon Bar Chia.
He's just wording it wrong. I mean, the Gemara is just phrasing it a little bit interesting, because he's just really having the right kavanah.
He's having the default
of a Pesach that's not a Pesach is a Shlomim.
Correct.
That he's having the right kavanah.
Right. It results in the, because he started out low Lishmo Pesach, but it's not the 14th.
It's not 14th.
Exactly.
And therefore, it becomes Lishmo because the default is a
correct.
Shlomim.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. A lot of words to say that.
Yeah, but that's what the first Pesachim, first paragraph of Zvachim is all this. But that's, in essence, what's going on here. So now, in light of this, Amru Leh, they said to Rabbi Bon Bar Chia, if this is true of this halacha, that the Lishmo and the Lishmo, the way they work together, it's a kasher karban. So afilu, if you shach to Lishmo, almanas lizrok damo shalol Lishmo. So now, that first scenario was where both Lishmas, the shalol Lishmo and the Lishmo, were in the same avoda, and they're captured together, and they really neutralize each other in a good way. So now, take it a step further, let's separate them, the Lishma for one avoda, and the Shlo Lishma in the another avoda. Would you then say they would neutralize each other and be a kasher carbon? Would you go so far to say that? Maybe you should say, Yaseh Misha Rishona, Kishokto Shlo Lishma, Lishma rather, make it as if the first Shechita, the initial action, was a Lishma carbon, and that the Shlo Lishma that was done during the Zrika should be Shtika, be a kosher, and it will be a kosher carbon. Will you take it that far? But we know that's not true to say that. So how far are you going to take this? So this response now is where it's confusing now. So Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, Ma nomar b'shtika kosher, O nomar b'shtika pasul. So what's going on here is with a shtik, when there's one ma'isa shchita, where there are two competing kavanos, so since you said the shelol shema, or after the shema, so then you could have the shelol lishma is going to erase the first statement of lishma. But are you going to say that b'shtika b'psul? When you have two separate avodos, when they're separate from each other, that you cannot take the one lishma to override the shelol lishma since they're being separate by two different actions, and that's why that second case is going to be pasul. Okay, we'll stop here. Easy stuff, guys, right?